for just a moment about what you see when you get behind the wheel of your car. Everything from the padding on the dashboard to the thickness of the windshield is designed to help keep you alive in the event of a crash. That knowledge comes from experiments and crash tests, often conducted on crash test dummies. But whether we like to think about it or not, crash tests often are conducted on human cadavers. That's because engineers and designers need to know exactly what it takes to injure every major organ and bone in our bodies and then try to design vehicles to protect us from those forces. The first place to ever conduct cadaver testing was Wayne State University in Detroit. Its bioengineering center has been studying impact biomechanics since 1939. We wanted to learn more about this research and what it means to our safety each time we get into a vehicle. We're joined now by Albert King, who's a distinguished professor in biomedical engineering at Wayne State. Pleasure to welcome you to Stateside.
Thank you.
So can you give me an idea of, for example, something you might be working on right now, some kind of a research question that you're trying to answer right now doing this?
Well, you know, there's a rear seatbelt, airbag seatbelt that the Ford Motor Company has developed, and we're testing a second version of that for Ford Motor Company. It's an airbag that's attached to the shoulder belt, and that would act like an airbag when in a crash. It's mainly for elderly occupants who have weak ribs that will protect them.
Where do the cadavers come from, Dr. King?
Cadavers come from the donation program at the university med school. People sign up to donate their bodies for research after death. And so that's where most of the bodies come from.
Now, once you've used a cadaver in a test, what happens then?
We put all the parts together and turn it back to the morgue where they would cremate it.
Is there any way that there would be a way to estimate how many lives have been saved through the years because of the kind of work that you and other researchers are doing, including cadaver testing?
Well, many years ago, I made an estimate. I don't know if it's still true or not, but every cadaver test might save 12 lives or so, thereabouts.
Hmm. And when we think of the technology and the design in vehicles today, because of the work that you and other biomedical engineers are doing, these vehicles today are sure a lot safer than the ones that I remember from when I was growing up in the 50s and 60s. And I'm kind of wondering, where do you see your work taking the vehicles of the future in terms of safety? How crash-proof could we make our vehicles?
Well, it's up to a stage now where if you really want to walk away from every crash, you need to really make the car very expensive. So I think we're almost at the limit of what we can do in protecting people from injury in a crash. So the next step, of course, is active safety, where you try to avoid the crash, which is something that everybody's working on right now.
Dr. Albert King is a distinguished professor in biomedical engineering at Wayne State University. Thank you so much for talking with us, Dr. King.
Thank you.